Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Friends, this is Tom Jeffrey, reviewing the sparkling array of talent ready to entertain you on this Hollywood Spotlight. First, Larry Burke, the troubadour of Hollywood, the Five Jones Boys, Phil Harris and his music, and of course, the original young man of the mountains, Bob Burns. Yours is the honor of the opening spot this time, Larry Burke, and it's all yours.
You have taken my heart and it's willing. You have taken my heart and I'm willing. Never have I known a thrill like this. Never has the world stood still like this. Like the murmur of rain soft and tender. Like the ocean's refrain in its splendor. If you really want me, I'll surrender. You have taken my heart. You
Thank you, Larry. That was really enjoyable. Well, now, let's ring up the curtain on another swell act, the Five Jones Boys.
Morning, morning, what shall I do? Can't go on like this, 'cause I'm just mourning for you. I'm raving, raving all the day through. Life has no charms for me. It's just a prelude. Now won't you come back?
Hi, Hattie,
how I miss you.
Hey, hey,
long to kiss you.
Holy, holy,
won't you hold you close to me? Zez, zo, zo, zi, wazi, oh, baby. Oh, baby, what shall I do? I can't go home
we set a new scene on our Hollywood Spotlight stage. The stagehands scamper off, and the curtain goes up on a setting of a hotel lobby. The boys in the orchestra are all dressed as bellhops, and I wonder what this is. Oh, of course, it's a return engagement of two of our old friends, Tom Post and the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns.
Hello, Tom. You know, Tom, it's a funny thing you talking about bellhop, because I used to be a bellhop in the Grand Hotel.
In the Grand Hotel?
Yeah, in Mulberry, Arkansas. You know, you'd be surprised, Tom, at what you can learn in a little hotel like that.
Well, what did you learn, for instance?
Well, it didn't take me long to learn that the couples with the lightest grips gave the biggest tips.
Uh-oh.
You know? And, you know, if a man looked like he was going to forget me, I'd just kind of lift the grip up and I'd say, you ain't got much in here, have you? And it's always good for a couple of bucks. You
know? Oh, I imagine you had a lot of experiences.
Yeah, one time an old man checked out of his room, but he came back about an hour later and he said he left his umbrella up in the room.
Yeah,
and I told him the room was already taken, but come on, I'd go up with him, see that he got his umbrella. Well, when we got to the door, you know, we heard voices in there.
Oh, I bet you and the old man listened, huh?
Yeah, we did. We heard a man's voice say, whose little blue eyes is those?
And
she says, yours.
Uh-huh.
Then he says, whose little turn-up nosy pose is that?
Uh-huh.
And she says, yours. And he says, whose little shell-like ears are those? And she said, yours. Uh-huh. Just then the old man hollered. He says, hey, when you get to that umbrella, that's mine.
Did you ever have any excitement in the hotel?
I was just thinking, that's still good, ain't it, Tom, huh?
You know? Not bad, you can always depend on them, can't you? How about that excitement, though? Did you ever have
any? Yeah, you asked me if I had some excitement in the hotel. Yeah. Well, I did. You know, one night some gangsters held up the night clerk and bound and gagged him, but I chased them away and I pulled the gag off the clerk's mouth.
Oh, well, you must have thought a lot of that clerk to risk your life like that.
No, I didn't, Tom. He's one of them fellas that just couldn't stand.
Well, if you didn't like him, why did you rush in and take the gag off of him?
Well, I reckon I'm just a natural-born radio comedian. I'll take a gag off of anybody.
Oh, hello.
You know, Tom, I steal Ed Wynn's gag so fast I can't tell whether the audience is laughing at me or still laughing at him.
Well, did they have many wild parties in that hotel?
Yeah, they had a lot of drinking parties there, but I never joined them on their drinking parties.
No, but didn't it make you feel badly to see everybody else feeling good?
Yeah, but next morning I always felt a lot better than a lot of people that felt a lot better than I did the night before.
Yeah, I imagine you would. Well, why did you quit the hotel?
Well, they had an old army cook there, Tom. He wasn't any too clean. He used to cook ground round steak. He had more ground in it than steak.
Well, you shouldn't talk about an old man who cooked to serve his country.
Well, Tom, it's all right for him to serve his country, but he don't have to serve it in the soup.
Well,
poor Bob. Well, Phil Harris, see whether or not you can bring on a musical number now to cheer Bob up. Take it, Phil.
Now Leah Ray sings Long About Sundown, a nice tune which she'll do no harm, and one that all fat men ought to dance.
Here within the heaven of your arms, all long about sundown, beside a rose-covered lane. long about sundown, I long to meet you again. I only wish that we could spend an evening that would never end. Long about sundown, how I long for you. Long about sundown, how I long for you.